This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a Chicago man is facing charges after a stabbing at a Bronzeville hospital Monday afternoon. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the latest details.
Cisco, Chicago police say 36-year-old Nathaniel Price was charged with two felony counts of aggravated battery and use of a deadly weapon after he stabbed a staff member at Provident Hospital and injured another. Police say this happened in the hospital's emergency department. Price, who was a patient, stabbed a 56-year-old man in the chest and then injured a 32-year-old man as well. The circumstances surrounding that shooting are not yet clear, though the hospital did go on lockdown for several hours before operations went back to normal. Both staff members were listed in stable condition and were later released from the hospital. Price appears in court today for a detention hearing. Reporting live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
New information indicates a pinched electrical wire was responsible for shocking two dogs in River North over the weekend, including one that died.
The pinched wire charged a manhole cover and a light pole near Dearborn and Ohio with electricity, leading to the two dogs getting shocked. That's according to Alderman Brendan Riley, who says after learning of the incident Saturday, he reached out to the Department of Transportation and they fixed it quickly. A third incident was reported near a dog park in Tri-Taylor on the west side. CDOT warns owners not to let their pets directly touch light poles and manhole covers, especially in the winter when snow and salt can make metal objects more risky. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An elderly man is dead. Another person hospitalized after a house fire in Naperville yesterday afternoon.
Firefighters arrived at the large home on the 3500 block of Red Wing Court 6 minutes after multiple 911 calls were made, according to the department. They found there was heavy fire on the first and second floors. It was just after 3 p.m. Four family members got out on their own. The elderly man was trapped on the second floor. Firefighters attacked it from the inside, attempting a rescue. The department says the stairs had collapsed and fire left openings in the second floor. A ladder rescue was not possible, it says, because flames were coming out of most of the second floor windows. There are reports that a candle or candles may have started it. That's under investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Governor Pritzker will deliver his budget message at noon today, and Mayor Johnson says he hopes it includes substantial investments in Chicago's strength and future.
Mayor Johnson likely will be presiding over this month's city council meeting while Governor Pritzker is delivering his State of the State and budget address. But the mayor says he's already made his wishes known to state officials and other mayors. It's about funding.
The city of Chicago, which, you know, generates a great deal of economic vibrancy for the entire state of Illinois, that as it relates to our education system, particularly around special education, also bilingual education support. There's also a need for additional revenue for our transportation system.
He says Chicago's transit authority doesn't get state funding commensurate with the city's economic input, and he'd like to see that change. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meanwhile, Illinois Senate Republicans are calling for no new taxes and transparent accounting in the governor's budget. Leader Senator John Curran says the governor's new budget has passed a threshold.
The budget has grown beyond what Illinois taxpayers can afford, and the foundation is beginning to crack. From over $1 billion in spending on non-citizen programs, Governor Pritzker and his Democratic allies are starting to come to terms with increasing the state budget by 32%. Over the last several years.
Senate Republicans say they'll be prioritizing funding for education, public safety, seniors, and the state's most vulnerable residents.
Three people were shot on the far south side last night. Police say two men and a woman were outside near 116th and Prairie just after 9 o'clock when they were hit by gunfire. All three are reported in good condition. Further details on the shooting are not yet available. We'll get more.
The city of Evanston is accepting applications for a grant program.
Evanston's Love Your Block initiative gives residents the opportunity to propose a project, whether it be art or community gardens, that would uplift their neighborhood. Applications for funding of up to $2,000 per project will be in targeted areas of the 2nd, 5th, 8th, and 9th wards. Mayor of Evanston, Daniel Biss, says their neighborhoods with the greatest economic challenges.
If you look at data relative to life expectancy, health, child poverty, income, and so forth, these wards stand out as being most in need of support. And if I'm being honest, unfortunately, historically in the bad old days, these are wards where the city used to underinvest public resources.
The mayor says the program gives neighbors control over their own future. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A West Chicago man is sentenced to 10 years in prison for a fatal crash in 2023.
The DuPage County State's Attorney says 22-year-old Jamie Damian pleaded guilty on Tuesday of charges including aggravated DUI, accident causing death. In September 2023, Damian was driving in Winfield Township when he crossed over into oncoming traffic and crashed into a Lincoln sedan. The sedan's driver, Jose Correa, was taken to a hospital where he died, and Correa's wife, Maria, suffered a broken wrist and bruises. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Rick Gregg.
You can call them the ailing Illini.
38 years, I've never seen anything like what's gone through our team.
Brad Underwood in Illinois basketball in week three of a flu outbreak.
We did the fever, body ache thing with a couple guys. Now this is the stomach and the other end.
Center Tomas Lavivasic needed two bags of IV fluids pregame last night. Forward Jake Davis never made it out for the second half. Number 11 Wisconsin won 95-74, and the Illini get number 3 Duke next. Loyola beat Davidson 77-69, Jaden Dawson 24. Shota Imanaga will deliver the first pitch of baseball's regular season. The Cubs named him their opening day starter, and since they're the home team in Tokyo, he gets the duty at the Tokyo Dome against the Dodgers. Cactus League play begins tomorrow. From 0-60, Nick Foligno and the Blackhawks return from hockey's week-and-a-half-long rest to a full-speed practice.
The coaches always have anxiety when you go away for that long and make sure they get their stamp on you. And today was a work day. We knew that coming in, though. So you get excited to get back to work. I mean, all of us. Listen, as much time as we have off, it's still the season. We want to get back going, too, right? By the end of it, I was pretty excited to get back to the rink today.
Three more practices before the Hawks resume their season on Saturday. Blackhawk Hall of Famer Bobby Hull had stage 2 CTE when he died 2 years ago. That's according to Boston University researchers. And Hull's widow, Deborah, who says Hull dealt with short-term memory loss late in life and decided to donate his brain to science after watching his longtime teammate Stan Mikita's long decline. With sports at 16 and 46 past each hour, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Legislation aimed at eliminating offensive school mascot names has been filed in Springfield.
These five high schools have a mascot that is a derogatory slur towards our community, which is the midget mascot.
Freeburg High School in Southern Illinois is one of those schools. Shelby Holloway with the grassroots group Mascots Matter tells KMOX in St. Louis.
Many, many people in the disability community have dwarfism, and there are over 400 different types of dwarfism.
The group is supporting legislation seeking to prohibit public educational institutions from using mascots or imagery that perpetuate harmful stereotypes or discriminate against individuals based on disability. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Skokie trustees have declared an emergency after a water main break on Friday flooded neighborhoods with icy water. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with more from last night's meeting.
The Skokie Village Board voted for the emergency declaration that it expects to help free up funds for residents to make repairs. Residents like Kathleen Schmidt, the mother of triplets, told the board she and her father tried to remove drain covers themselves hours after water flooded the street in front of their home.
My 8-year-old daughter hands me a shovel over the water so that I could find the drain. My kids are traumatized. My autistic child said last night she couldn't sleep because she didn't want to flood again.
She says she had to rent a car after her family had three vehicles damaged by the flood. The head of public works says the village will be hiring experts to analyze the failure and determine the cause of the water main break. The village has also launched an online portal for residents to share detailed photos of damage. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The latest information shows a big decline in illegal border crossings in January.
According to newly released data from Customs and Border Protection, nearly 30,000 migrants were apprehended at the southern border last month. That's the lowest level in nearly 5 years. Even though many were processed during the final days of the Biden administration, the White House is crediting the decrease to what it calls the Trump effect and blames the previous administration for, quote, dangerous policies that ferried illegal aliens directly into our communities where they were allowed to stay indefinitely. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Trump administration officials must explain to a judge today why the Justice Department issued a memo last week mandating that corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams be dropped. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is following the developments.
The federal judge quoted from an appellate decision in which the court ruled that the Justice Department is really in the best position to know whether a criminal case should proceed. On the other hand, criminal cases that have already been set in motion by prosecutors should not be casually dismissed. In this case, those prosecutors have already resigned in protest.
Meantime, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is holding meetings this week to consider whether she should use a New York State constitutional measure that would allow her to remove Adams from office.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.